First of all, I'd like to congratulate Tony Boselli. I know he made it semifinalist for the Hall of Fame, so it's a great honor. I know just getting to know Tony the last couple of years, and you know, I know just talking to people across the league how much they respect him and hold him in high regard, his play. So, you know, we're pulling for him as an organization. Good practice again today. Changed up practice. I'm not going to get into some of the things we did. We got to a little bit more team sessions in practice. Felt like we needed to do that first and second down. But players handled it really well. Had a good practice.
Have you talked to Talvin Smith over the last day?
Yes,
or so?
I talked to him this morning.
Do you expect him to play Sunday?
You know what? Let's just see. I know he's doing everything he can. He's had conversations with me, the coaches, so he's staying on top of all the game planning things. So knowledge-wise, he's in good shape. I think it's just a matter of, you know, just seeing where his mind's at. I think
that's the big thing. Miles look this week?
He's done a good job. He's done a good job, both, you know, him and Scuda and Hayes Pollard. So, you know, all three of them, they're going to have different roles if Talvin's not playing. So,
do you expect Talvin back here tomorrow, or do you not know?
You know what? That's hard. It's more day-to-day, you know, when I talk to him. I think his hopes was to make it back, but there's some things that just came up. He's just as tough as you can imagine. So we're just playing it day by day with him, making sure that we support him, you know, all the things that's going on for him.
If he doesn't come back and practice at all, is there a chance he could still play?
Well, I don't want to rule him out. I think, you know, we'll just see where he is knowledge-wise and see. And let's just wait until tomorrow. You know, see what happens tomorrow.
Are you comfortable with your numbers as a linebacker if he can't play?
Yeah, we actually have more linebackers up than we normally do compared to last year. So, yes, thankfully we're in a situation where we have a little bit of depth there.
Pass defense, you ended last year 29th. Now you're up to 4. Besides personnel, are you running a lot of different stuff to produce that result?
No, I think very similar than what we did before. Maybe a few different things coverage-wise. But it's just, I think we talked about last year being tighter coverage, and I think it's gotten even tighter. I think guys understand the responsibilities. A few things were tweaked within their zone principles from last year, and I think that's benefited as well.
So do you think your percentages between man and zone are about the same as last year?
It depends in situations. I would say overall, maybe a little bit more man. Maybe
third down, is it?
I'd rather not go into that much detail. I think you're seeing a good change up of all of it.
Stafford, a guy who threw some interceptions in the past, is that maybe not the case with him this year? I think only 5 so far. Are you noticing something different?
Yeah. He's extremely talented now. He can make all the throws. He's got a great arm strength. I've been impressed with him over the course of the years that he's been in the league. Just his ability to make some of the throws that he makes. So, you know, and he can make plays on the run. He's just, you know, he's making good decisions now, too. And he's had some talented receivers, too, and that's no different this year for him. So he's just making very good decisions.
Is it surprising that he's having this type of year?
No, not to me, just because I know how talented he is.
Even though without Calvin Johnson?
Yeah, because he utilizes them pretty good. It's a talented group that he's dealing with.
With preparing for Riddick, is it nice having Corey Grant and Denard Robinson to kind of wrap?
Yeah, different style. You know, he's got a running style, and then in the pass game, I think that's where he really stands out too. You know, his ability to, you know, his angle routes, his flat routes, he really gives, he puts the defender in a two-way go, which makes it difficult.
You talked about having more of a rotation when Roy went down, but Richard Ash hasn't played the last 2 weeks. Is that a testament to where Avery's been, or just a numbers game?
Well, yeah, more a numbers game, I think, with special teams we're at. Ash was doing pretty good for us, but, you know, we felt like Avery and Sendarik, you know, through the guys that we have, you know, maybe Tyson in there a little bit if we needed. We felt like we had the numbers where we could give some help there inside if we needed it.
When you're watching the film and you see Moz Jack run down Lamar Miller the way he did, does that stand out to you guys as much as it does to us?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, you know what, you're watching a film, you see it happen and be able to turn and run like that. I mean, it wasn't like he was chased down a guy that was, you know, average speed running back or, you know, in the league. So, yeah, it plays like that. When you see big men running, on tape, that shows up. Speed plays like that where you see a guy turn and go and catch a guy from behind, those plays show up. So, yeah, I mean, that obviously caught all of our eyes.
Without getting into too much, will he get a lot of Ebron if he plays a lot of weak side?
What's that?
Will Miles Jack get a lot of Ebron, Eric Ebron, if he plays?
It'll change up. In some of our fronts, he will be, yes.
So
yep.
Feel good about
yeah. That's right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's our defense. You know, in some of the defenses we play where he's over there, we'll play some zone, and we have the ability to play man. So, I mean, he's a tough matchup for anybody. But, you know, in order to keep our defense and run it, that's part of it. So, you know, some of the things we're working on.
Devon House has been phased out a little bit on defense, hasn't played a lot. Where did you guys miss on him?
I wouldn't say we missed on him. I would say that, you know, it's – we got guys that are playing pretty good on the perimeter. I think Jalen Ramsey's playing pretty good. I think Prince is playing pretty good. Inside Coleman. You know, so it's not that he's not performing. He had a really good practice. I felt like this week and last week he's practiced really well for us. So he's more, if the opportunity presents himself, I feel like he would go in there and play very well for us.